USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has directed ICE agents to conduct mass roundups of illegal alien families that have received deportation orders, an operation that will likely begin with pre-dawn raids Sunday. Tom Homan is the former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He reminds us of one thing.
If they don't do operations like this, if they don't carry out the judge's order, there'd be no integrity in the entire system. It means nothing.
President Trump says the U.S. is moving forward with new sanctions on Iran after the downing of an unmanned American drone in the Persian Gulf. Speaking to reporters on Saturday, the president also dismisses the need for U.S. oil from the Persian Gulf.
Right now, if you look at the United States, very importantly, we are the number one oil producer, oil and gas in the world, by far. We're way ahead of Russia. We're way ahead of Saudi Arabia.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott is doubling the number of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The additional 1,000 troops are being sent to the Rio Grande Valley and to El Paso to help Border Patrol units maintain security. In announcing the additional troops being sent to the border, Governor Abbott blamed members of Congress for failing to address the humanitarian crisis, calling them a group of reprobates.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has unanimously voted to approve the first-of-its-kind legislation to suspend the sale of e-cigarettes in San Francisco amid concerns of underage use and the addictive nicotine products. The bill still requires final approval, but that could happen next week, and then it would just head to the mayor's desk for signing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Hard Rock Hotel in the Dominican Republic is removing all liquor dispensers and guest room minibars after a string of suspicious deaths and illnesses in the past year at the Dominican Republic Resort. That's according to hotel management. Now, regarding some of these deaths, former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams tells Fox News how he would handle the investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of and what is causing or precipitating the illnesses there.
Williams also believes.
I think that what they have to do is to bring in, I know the FBI and the Center for Disease Control is already down there, but they got to give them complete access to this investigation, and I don't think that that is occurring at this stage. Also, when you look at these resorts, these all-inclusive resorts that sell alcoholic beverage, one of the things that was a scandal several years back was that they were using moonshine and rot gut liquor that they were giving to the public. And so as a result of that, they need to conduct, Bill and Sandra, an extensive investigation down there.
For more news, please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.